welcome to worship. Thank you for coming this morning. In the church calendar box on the right-hand side of your bulletin, you'll see the announcements. On Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m., we have Bible study and prayer time. We start at 6:30 with a light meal, so please come to that if you are able to. The next third Sunday fellowship luncheon for September is September the 20th, hosted by Louise Heron and Sarah Nell Champion. The women in the church are collecting non-perishable food items in the Ed building to make Thanksgiving baskets. They are continuing to collect items for the Samaritan's Purse Project. And they are having a meeting on Tuesday for the women in the church on Tuesday, September the 15th in the Ed building at 5:30. The next session meeting is this coming Wednesday night after Bible study and prayer time. Down at the bottom of the page, you see where it says the Westminster Shorter Catechism. Question 35 of the Catechism says, "What is sanctification?" And the answer is, the call to worship this morning comes from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 28 through 29. Would you please read that with me responsively? "Therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. For our God is a consuming fire." Let's sing the doxology. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father in heaven, the kingdoms of this world are unstable, shaky, and temporal. They do not last. We thank you that you have given us a kingdom that cannot be shaken, eternal in the heavens. And we have gathered here to worship you. with reverence and awe, praying that You would sanctify our worship and make it acceptable to You as we pray the way that Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our first hymn is number 111. This is My Father's World. Would you please stand and let's sing all stanzas of This is My Father's World. And continue to stand through the Apostles' Creed and the Gloria Patri. Faith with me as we use the Apostles' Creed. Christian, what do you believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. Third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious Lord, we thank You for calling us out of the darkness of sin and into the marvelous light of Jesus Christ. Thank You that through Jesus we, who once were not a people, are now Your people. That we, who once were without mercy, have received mercy. And You have made us a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of Your own possession. We pray that You would forgive us of our sins, misusing all of our faculties, our minds, our lips, our eyes, our ears, our hands, our feet, our gifts. We pray for cleansing from the darkness of sin in our lives. And we pray that You would turn our faces and our hearts back to You. We pray for missionaries that are close to this church, the Bowlings, the Chaplains, the Davilas, the Dehoves, the Hills, the Pattersons, the Romaines, Steve and Karen Jameson, Alan and Ann Cochet, as they prepare to return to France. Father, we pray for all of them, that You would protect them, keep them safe, that You would supply their needs, and that You would speed the gospel message along through them, and that through them the gospel message might be successful in turning people from sin to Christ. Father, we pray that You would quicken our hearts to hear You when You speak, to be diligent and faithful in reading Your Word, and to respond when You call us. We pray that You would renew us in the whole man after the image of God, and enable us more and more to die unto sin and to live unto righteousness. We pray these things in the name of Your most precious Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Page 831 in the back of your Trinity hymnal, you'll find the words to Psalm 123, and that is our responsive reading this morning, Psalm 123. So will you turn there and read it with me responsively? I lift up my eyes to You whose throne is in heaven. As the eyes of a maid look to the hand of her mistress. Have mercy on us, O Lord. Have mercy on us. For we have endured much contempt. Our next hymn is number 254. Would you please turn to 254 and let's stand and sing together stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 5 of Alas, Did My Savior Bleed. Thank you, and you may be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we prepare to receive our morning offering. Our Father in heaven, we thank you that you have given us a hope in life and in death. Our only hope is in Jesus Christ, who died and bled for our sins. And Father, drops of grief can ne'er repay the debt of love we owe. But we bring these offerings to you, not as an attempt to gain your favor or to gain any merits, but as a manifestation of our worship. We pray that you would take them, receive them, and bless them to build up your kingdom here and to the uttermost parts of the earth. In Christ's name, amen. This morning comes from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 through 10. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 through 10. And this is what it says. As you come to Him, a living stone, rejected by men, but in the sight of God, chosen and precious. You yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, "Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in Him will not be put to shame. So the honor is for you who believe, but for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble because they disobey the word, as they were destined to do. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for His own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." This is the Word of God. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the Word of God stands and abides forever. May He bless the reading of it and the preaching of it to you this morning. We'll bring a message from that text after the choir sings the special.